This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you lovebirds, buckle up. It's time to get real. Today, we're diving deep into the world of wedding photography. And trust me, it's not all sunshine and Instagram filters. You know those dreamy photos that make you want to swipe right on forever? Well, get ready to have your minds blown, because we're about to expose the truth behind those picture-perfect moments and why those magical AF shots are worth every damn penny.
What's really interesting here is that we've got some intel that breaks down exactly what goes into a wedding photographer's workload. We've got like a firsthand account from a photography business, and then this other super detailed analysis of just how much time they're really spending on all this stuff.
So basically, we're about to see what's really going on behind the scenes of those effortlessly perfect wedding photos. I'm ready to have my mind blown.
The first thing that jumps out is that wedding photography, it's way more than just showing up on the big day and snapping some pics. I mean, these photographers are practically ninjas. They're juggling a million things before, during, and after the wedding.
Seriously. It's like they're running a marathon in stilettos while, like, conducting an orchestra and making sure Aunt Mildred doesn't face plant into the wedding cake all at the same time.
Right. And our sources are really saying that this is a massive time commitment. And it's not just about those 8 to 12 hours they spend on, like, the actual wedding day.
Yeah.
You know, capturing those I do moments.
Yeah, we're talking about all that behind the scenes stuff that most people don't even realize. Like, it's a freaking iceberg. Only instead of ice, it's made of emails and editing software and caffeine.
Yeah, exactly. For instance, there's this company called Epoch Moment. They say they spend something like 65 hours on each client. And when you multiply that by like all the weddings they shoot in a year, it comes out to a whopping 3,575 hours dedicated to client work.
Hold on, let me grab my calculator. Holy shit, that's like working 1.7 years straight. And that doesn't even include all the other stuff they got to do, like marketing and editing and accounting, you know, adulting.
It's mind-blowing, right? It really shows you how dedicated these photographers are and their entrepreneurial spirit.
Okay, so we've established that wedding photographers are basically superheroes in disguise. But let's break this down even more. Like, what are the actual stages involved so we can really appreciate the blood, sweat, and tears that go into those stunning photos?
All right, so it all starts with someone reaching out, right? Like sliding into their DMs, all excited about their work. And from there, the photographer spends like 1 to 2 hours responding to messages, answering questions, maybe even scheduling a consultation.
So they're putting in time even before they've officially booked you. Damn, that makes me feel kind of bad for all those times I ghosted a vendor.
Well, it's all part of the process. Then there's the consultation, which can be another 1 to 2 hours. This is where they're, you know, getting to know the couple, figuring out what their vision is, talking through all the details. Contracts and payment stuff usually happens around this stage, too. So add on another couple of hours for that.
Wait, hold up. So we're already at like 4 to 6 hours and they haven't even picked up a camera. Mind blown.
And we're just getting started. Next up is pre-wedding planning and coordination, which that can easily take another 3 to 5 hours. This is where they're reviewing timelines, scouting locations, talking to other vendors, and putting together those all-important shot lists.
See, this is the stuff most people don't even think about, but it's so important. Like, imagine showing up on your wedding day and your photographer's like, "Where's the ceremony again?" Total disaster.
Exactly. And if you're doing an engagement shoot, add another 4 to 6 hours on top of that for planning, shooting, and editing.
Okay, so now we're finally at the main event, the wedding day. This is where the photographer really earns their keep, spending a solid 8 to 12 hours capturing all those precious moments. But it's not just pointing and shooting, right?
Right. I mean, they're on their feet all day, hauling around heavy equipment, dealing with those interesting wedding guests, making sure they get all the shots you asked for. It's basically a wedding photography Ironman competition.
Okay, I'm exhausted just thinking about it. But wait, there's more, right?
Yeah.
The wedding day might be over, but the photographer's work is far from done. It's like one of those horror movies where you think the killer's dead, but then bam, they're back for more.
Oh yeah, buckle up, buttercup.
Because post-production editing is where things get really intense. We're talking 20 to 40 hours of going through potentially thousands of images, picking out the best ones, color correcting, retouching. It's basically a full-time job for just one wedding.
Hold the phone, 20 to 40 hours. I spend less time on my taxes. No wonder wedding photography packages cost as much as a small car.
And remember, that doesn't even include things like designing the album, which can take another 5 to 10 hours. Then there's the final delivery of everything, which involves exporting images, uploading galleries, making sure everything is perfect for the happy couple. And let's not forget social media and blogging. Photographers spend another 2 to 3 hours promoting their work, tagging vendors, sharing those gorgeous photos with the world. Damn, that's a lot of work. So to recap, wedding photography isn't just about showing up and looking artsy with a camera. It's about dedication, artistry, and a whole lot of hustle.
And what's really impressive is they're not just documenting the day. They're creating, like, a visual story that captures the essence of your love.
Okay, I'm officially sold. Wedding photography. Totally worth it. But now I'm curious, how the hell do they factor all those hours into their pricing? And what does that mean for us, you know, when we're trying to find the perfect photographer without going bankrupt? Don't worry, lovebirds. We're going to dive into all that right after this.
Okay, so we've, like, laid out all the work that goes into wedding photography, the blood, sweat, and tears. Now let's get down to the dollars and cents. Because let's be real, those wedding photography packages, they can be pretty damn expensive.
Okay, spill the tea. Why are those price tags so high? I get it, they're practically superheroes, but damn, some of those quotes could buy me a new car.
Think of it this way. You're not just paying for a day of shooting, right? You're paying for their expertise, their artistic vision, their ability to wrangle your drunk Uncle Bob for a decent family photo. I mean, they're basically freezing time for you, creating those tangible memories that you'll be able to look back on forever.
Okay, that's actually a really beautiful way to put it. Getting all sentimental over here.
And remember those 65 hours per client we talked about? That's just the client-facing stuff. It doesn't include all the behind-the-scenes stuff like marketing and website maintenance and accounting. Oh, and continuing education and, like, actually having a life outside of work.
Seriously, being a wedding photographer is like running a small business on top of being an artist. It's like a multi-level marketing scheme, but for beautiful memories instead of essential oils.
Exactly. So when you factor in all those costs, the time, the talent, the business expenses, it's no surprise that wedding photography packages can be anywhere from a few thousand dollars to, well, over 10,000 for those super high-end, in-demand photographers.
Okay, but let's be real. Not everyone has a Kardashian budget for their wedding photography. What advice would you give to couples who are trying to find a good photographer without having to, like, sell a kitty?
First of all, don't be afraid to, you know, shop around and compare prices. You can find amazing photographers at different price points. Just remember, you often get what you pay for. A cheaper photographer, they might not have the same level of experience or equipment or, you know, artistic vision as someone who charges a higher rate.
True. You don't want to end up with some amateur who's going to give you blurry, poorly lit photos that make you look like a ghost. Unless that's your wedding theme, then go for it.
Exactly. Look at their portfolio carefully. Read reviews from other clients and make sure their style, like, aligns with your vision. And don't be afraid to ask about payment plans or packages that fit your budget. A lot of photographers are super flexible and willing to work with you to make sure you get the photos of your dreams without going bankrupt.
Good point. It's all about finding that sweet spot between quality and affordability. You don't want to compromise on your vision, but you also don't want to start your marriage in debt.
Right. Now, here's another thing to consider. The type of wedding you're having can also affect the cost. Remember we talked about those average hours going up? If you're having a more complex wedding, like a destination wedding or a three-day extravaganza.
Yeah, more locations, more guests, more drunken shenanigans. All that equals more work for the photographer, which means a higher price tag.
Exactly. So if you're trying to save money on photography, consider eloping on a mountaintop with just you, your boo, and a llama. Or maybe skip the llama. Those things can be unpredictable.
Huh. Not a bad idea. But seriously, be realistic about your expectations and understand that the more elaborate your wedding is, the more you're likely to spend on photography. It's all about priorities, people. Okay, so we've talked about why wedding photography is so expensive, but here's the million-dollar question. Is it actually worth it? Like, are those photos really going to be that important 20, 30 years down the line? Or are they just going to end up gathering dust in a box in the attic?
Oh, absolutely worth it. Those photos are going to be your most treasured keepsakes from your wedding day. They're the tangible memories, you know, the ones you can look back on and relive those moments again and again. Think about it. In 30 years, you'll be able to show your grandkids those photos and be like, look how hot grandma and grandpa were.
So true. Imagine showing your grandkids those photos and be like, back in my day, weddings were epic. We had open bars, live bands, and nobody was glued to their phones the whole time.
And they'll probably just roll their eyes and be like, okay, boomer.
Huh. Gen Z, am I right? But seriously, investing in a good wedding photographer, it's like investing in your future happiness. It's about capturing those genuine emotions, the laughter, the tears, the love, the drunken dance moves, all those memories that fade over time. But the photos, they remain forever.
They become part of your family history, something you can pass down to future generations. They're priceless, really.
Bam, you're making me all teary-eyed over here. Okay, I'm convinced. Mm. Wedding photography, totally worth it.
But here's the thing. It's not just about finding any photographer. It's about finding the right one for you. Someone who gets your vibe, who understands your vision, and who you actually connect with. Like, on a personal level, you're going to be spending a lot of time with this person on one of the most important days of your life. So you want to make sure you like them, trust them, and feel comfortable with them.
It's like finding your wedding soulmate, but with a camera.
Exactly. So how do you find that perfect photographer soulmate? First of all, start early. Good photographers book up fast, especially if you're getting married during peak season.
Yeah, don't wait till the last minute and then freak out because all the good ones are already booked. You don't want to end up with a photographer who's still using a disposable camera from the 90s.
Then start browsing online portfolios, wedding blogs, Instagram, all that good stuff. Get a feel for different styles and see what resonates with you. Maybe you're drawn to like a more traditional romantic style, or maybe you want something more edgy, more unconventional.
Personally, I'm all about those candid in-the-moment shots. I want to see the real emotions, the stolen glances, the awkward dance moves. The more awkward, the better.
Exactly. Figure out what kind of vibe you're going for, and then look for photographers whose work reflects that. And don't forget to check those reviews. You want to make sure they're not just a good photographer, but also like a good person to work with.
Right. You don't want to deal with like a diva photographer who's bossing everyone around and stressing you out on your wedding day. You've got enough to worry about already. Like, what if the cake falls over, or your dress rips, or your crazy aunt shows up in a white gown?
Okay, let's not spiral into a wedding day disaster fantasy. But you're right, you want someone who's going to blend in seamlessly, capture those special moments without being intrusive, and make the whole experience, you know, enjoyable.
Okay, so you've stalked their Instagram, you've read all the reviews, you've fallen head over heels in love with their portfolio. What's next?
Reach out to them. Send them an email or a DM. Tell them about your wedding plans and see if they're available on your date. And don't be afraid to ask questions. This is your chance to like get to know them better, understand their pricing, their process, and see if you vibe well together.
It's like a first date, but for your wedding photos.
Yeah.
Except hopefully there's less awkward silence, more talk about lighting and composition.
Huh. Exactly. If you're feeling good about it, schedule a consultation, either in person or virtually. This is where you can really dive deep into their portfolio, discuss your vision, and ask any burning questions you might have. And don't be shy about sharing your budget. It's better to be upfront and honest from the beginning so you can avoid any awkwardness or disappointment later on.
Right. It's like ripping off a Band-Aid. The sooner you do it, the less it hurts. Plus, a good photographer, they'll be transparent about their pricing and work with you to find a package that meets your needs.
Absolutely. Remember, you're not just hiring a photographer, you're hiring someone who's going to be a part of your wedding day. So choose wisely, trust your gut, and go with someone who makes you feel excited and confident.
And who knows? Maybe you'll even become friends after the wedding. Wedding photographer, BFFs. Now that's a goal.
Okay, so we've talked about the time commitment, the costs, the value of wedding photography, and how to find the perfect photographer. But there's one more thing I think is really important to address, and that's like the emotional aspect of it all. Your wedding photos, they're more than just pretty pictures. They're a reflection of your love story. You know, they capture the raw emotions, the intimate moments, the pure joy of that special day.
I'm getting all teary-eyed just thinking about it. It's like watching a Nicholas Sparks movie, but instead of Ryan Gosling, it's you and your boo.
Yeah.
And instead of a tragic ending, it's the beginning of your happily ever after.
Exactly. And years down the line, when you look back at those photos, you're not just going to see yourselves. You're going to feel all those emotions come flooding back. The love, the happiness, the excitement, the sheer terror of realizing you just spent a small fortune on a party.
Okay, maybe not that last one, but you get the point. It's like a time machine back to one of the happiest days of your life.
And that's why it's so important to choose a photographer who can capture those emotions authentically. Someone who can tell your story through their lens.
Someone who can make you feel like you're reliving those moments every time you look at those photos. Like, damn, we were so young and in love. And look at that hair. What was I thinking?
Exactly. So when you're looking for a photographer, don't just focus on the technical aspects, okay? Pay attention to how their photos make you feel. Do they evoke emotion? Do they tell a story? Do they capture, like, the essence of love?
Those are the photos that are going to stand the test of time. The ones you're going to cherish forever. The ones you'll show your grandkids. They'll be like, wow, Grandma, you were actually kind of cool back then.
And when you find a photographer who can do that for you, it's truly a magical thing. Okay, enough with the mushy stuff. Let's talk about something a little less romantic, but equally important. The contract. I know. It's not the most exciting part of wedding planning, but trust me, it's crucial.
Ugh, the dreaded contract. I'm already getting flashbacks to signing my life away on my student loan paperwork. But fine, let's do this. Hit me with your contract wisdom.
Think of the contract as, like, your wedding photography prenup. It's basically the agreement between you and your photographer, outlining the scope of work, the deliverables, the payment terms, and any other important details. It's all about making sure everyone's on the same page and there are no nasty surprises later on.
Okay, that makes sense. But let's be real, most of us don't speak lawyer. What are some key things we should be looking for in that contract to make sure we're protected? Like, what if our photographer shows up drunk? Or decides to take a nap during the ceremony? Or elopes with the best man.
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves, but you're right, there are some key things to look out for. First of all, make sure the contract clearly outlines the date, time, and location of your wedding. Sounds obvious, but you want to make sure there's no confusion about what event they're covering.
Yeah, you don't want them showing up at the wrong wedding and being like, oops, wrong bride. And by the way, this buffet is way better than the one at the other wedding.
That would be a disaster. Next, pay attention to the deliverables. What exactly are you getting for your money? How many hours of coverage? How many edited photos? Will they be providing prints, albums, or digital files?
And what about those raw, unedited photos? You get those too? You know, the ones where you can see my double chin and the spinach stuck in my teeth?
That's a good question to ask. Some photographers include raw files in their packages, while others charge extra for them. It really depends on their policy.
Okay, so deliverables, dot check. What else should we be looking for?
Payment terms. How much is the deposit? When are the remaining payments due? What happens if you need to cancel or reschedule? You know, like if a hurricane hits your venue or your fiance runs off with a stripper the week before the wedding.
Damn, you're really going for the dramatic scenarios today. But yeah, you want to make sure you're crystal clear on all the financial details before you commit. Don't want to start your marriage with a lawsuit.
Exactly. And don't forget about liability insurance. You want to make sure your photographer is insured in case of any accidents or damages. You know, like if they trip over the flower girl and break their camera. Hmm. Or if their flash accidentally sets the wedding cake on fire.
Wait, what kind of weddings are you going to? Sounds a lot more exciting than the ones I've been to.
Let's just say I've seen some things. But the point is, accidents can happen, and you want to make sure everyone's protected.
Okay, so liability insurance. Check. Anything else we should be aware of? Like, what if our photographer decides to use our wedding photos to launch their modeling career?
Oh, that's a new one. But seriously, here's a big one. Copyright and usage rights. Who owns the copyright to the photos? Are you allowed to print them, share them online, or use them for commercial purposes, you know? Like if you decide to sell your wedding photos to a stock photo website.
Ooh, yeah, that's important. You don't want to get in trouble for posting your wedding photos on Instagram without permission. Or worse, have your face plastered all over a billboard advertising denture adhesive.
Exactly. Make sure you understand the terms of use and that they align with your needs. Okay, I think we've covered the contract basics. Any other contract tips before we move on?
Just one more. Don't be afraid to negotiate. If there's something in the contract that you're not comfortable with, don't be afraid to speak up and ask for changes. Remember, this is your wedding, your photos, your memories. You have the right to advocate for yourself and make sure the contract is fair and protects both parties.
Absolutely. Communication is key. If you have any questions or concerns, don't hesitate to reach out to your photographer and discuss them openly and honestly. A good photographer will be happy to answer your questions and make sure you're completely comfortable with the agreement.
Okay, I'm officially a contract expert. I should get a law degree and start representing disgruntled brides. But you know what? I think it's time for a mental break. We've covered a lot of ground today, and I'm feeling like I need a glass of wine and a wedding cake break.
Sounds good to me. We'll be back after the break to wrap things up and leave you with some final thoughts.
All right, lovebirds, we're back. And you know what time it is? Time to wrap up this deep dive into the wild world of wedding photography.
We've covered a lot today, from the crazy amount of time they spend, the costs, the contracts, and the whole freaking emotional roller coaster that comes with capturing those once-in-a-lifetime moments.
Basically, we've given you the ultimate crash course in wedding photography. Mm. Think of it as your wedding photography Bible, only way more fun and with less, you know, fire and brimstone.
Exactly. And before we send you off to conquer that wedding planning to-do list, we want to leave you with a few final nuggets of wisdom.
Nuggets of wisdom. Is that like the fancy version of wedding cake crumbs?
Huh. You could say that. But seriously, these are some key takeaways that we hope will help you like navigate this wonderful, sometimes overwhelming, always chaotic world of wedding photography.
Hit me with those nuggets of wisdom.
Okay, first things first. Remember that wedding photography is an investment. It's not just an expense. These photos are going to be with you for a lifetime. So don't be afraid to prioritize them in your budget.
Preach. You're not just paying for pictures. You're paying for memories that will last longer than your Aunt Mildred's fruitcake. Trust me, that shit is eternal.
And on that note, don't skimp on quality. Choose a photographer whose work you truly love and who you feel comfortable with. You know, it's worth it to invest in someone who's going to capture those special moments in a way that you'll cherish forever.
Yeah, you don't want to end up with wedding photos that make you cringe every time you look at them. Unless you're into that sort of thing, then by all means, embrace the awkwardness.
Right. And remember, communication is key throughout the entire process. Be upfront with your photographer about your vision, your budget, and any specific requests you might have.
Don't be afraid to tell them exactly what you want, even if it seems weird or unconventional. Want a photo of you and your boo riding a unicorn? Go for it. Want to recreate that iconic scene from Titanic? Just make sure there's a lifeboat nearby.
Huh. Okay. Maybe not the Titanic scene. But you get the idea. Be open and honest with your photographer and trust that they'll bring your vision to life.
Now, here's a nugget that's often overlooked. Trust your photographer. They're the experts, after all. Let them do their thing. Let them guide you through the process. You'll be amazed at what they can create when you give them that creative freedom.
That's so important. Remember, you hired them for a reason. So trust their judgment and let them work their magic.
And finally, remember to enjoy the moment. Your wedding day is going to fly by in a whirlwind of emotions. So soak it all in and let your photographer capture the magic.
Exactly. Don't get so caught up in like posing for photos that you forget to actually experience your wedding day. Let loose, have fun, and trust that your photographer is capturing all those beautiful, authentic moments.
Yes. Dance like nobody's watching, laugh till your sides hurt, and don't worry about spilling champagne on your dress. It's your wedding day, damn it. Live it up.
Well said. And with that, I think we've officially reached the end of our deep dive.
Wow, time flies when you're talking about wedding photography. But seriously, this has been like such an eye-opening experience. I feel like I've learned so much, and I'm even more excited to start planning my own wedding now.
That's what we love to hear. And remember, whether you're planning a grand ballroom bash or an intimate backyard ceremony, the most important thing is to celebrate your love and create memories that will last a lifetime.
And if you're lucky enough to find a talented, passionate photographer to capture those memories, consider yourself truly blessed.
Well said. Now go forth and conquer those wedding plans.
Until next time, lovebirds, stay gorgeous, and don't forget to tip your photographer.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.